23, written in red, the Lord speaking. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, plural, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Amen. All right. I want to preach tonight for a little while on the forgotten message. Amen. Pray, brother. Appreciate you. You may be seated. As a church living in this life, we can get so carried away and wrapped up in our unsinful things we do, get so involved that we can lose the essence of the forgotten message. The forgotten message tonight is hell. Looks like the air of hell is about faded out in the hearts of the general public. A lot of talk show hosts, they consider it sarcastic. They take it that way, not serious. Like we've outgrown hell, like we have ghosts and witches. But Jesus taught future punishment in parable, reality, and in statement. God's word tells us there is a hell. Jesus talked about it more than he talked about heaven. And that settles the question about hell for me. Man punishes criminals here on the earth. God punishes sinners in a place called hell. God has done all that he can do to keep every soul out of that endless hell. But people plunge there continually. I like to see Jesus with the lamb on his shoulder. Amen. I like to read about the miracles and the healing that he performed. I appreciate the fact that he has built the kingdom of God and that he went to the cross and he died for us. But he also told us there was a hell, a place of torment. Nobody can change that fact of hell. The Bible said hell hath enlarged its mouth. That means it's not full yet, and it won't ever be full. Hell is not just a doctrine of a church. It is the Bible doctrine. And no PhD liberal, amen, can change that fact. Hell was designed for punishment. Amen. And you and I and every life alive, if the Lord doesn't come back, you are going to die. You are going to leave this planet. You are going to draw your last breath. You're going to have your last moment in this life. Amen. There is no Savior in hell. There is no salvation in hell. There are no altars in hell. There is no forgiveness in hell. There are no courts to get you out of hell. There is no defense lawyer that can spare you from that place. Hell steadily awaits your coming and my coming. Hell is patient. Hell is forever. It's not going to stop. It is forever. Amen. No parent can bail out the spoiled brat that they raised. Amen. No parent, amen, can help that one that they've raised in church and they've left and walked away from it. No doctor can heal nobody out of hell and cure them. Amen. No governor can release you like you could be from a penitentiary. There is a hell, and people's going to leave the holiness church bench and go there. You mean they're going to leave the holiness church and go there? Yes, because they can't stay off the internet porn at night while their companions in the bed. They may be a deacon. They may be the biggest money person in the church. They may be the strictest external looking person, but they've got an issue and a disease called sin that's got them bound. Amen. They're covering it up and they're hiding. Am I saying somebody's that way here? No, I'm saying there are people that way in churches across the country. Some gets caught and some don't, but it's the truth. There's a hell tonight. Amen. And Bethany Holiness Church cannot save you. Amen. The greatest pastor in the world cannot save you. Amen. Where will you be 6 months from tonight? Where will you be 1 year from tonight? Where will you be 5 years from tonight? Where will you be 1,000,000 years from tonight? There is but one choice. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen. This generation believes anything. This generation is brainwashed, and they are embracing anything and everything that they can get their hands on. But that's not going to do them any good. Amen. They listen. More people are listening to talk show brain dead people than they are the preacher that they hear every Sunday morning. Amen. How powerful is the devil? I'll tell you how powerful he is. 130 people every minute around the world die and go to hell. Your son is heading there. Your daughter is heading there. Your ex-wife or ex-husband's heading there. Your backslidden companion's heading there. Your relatives that you've known and talked and used to be in the church, but they're backslidden tonight. They're going to that place of torment. They're going to that place they cannot escape. There is a hell tonight. 130 people a minute. That's two people side by side on a conveyor belt laying down. And by the 4 feet here, there's two heads right about that much above their feet. So you can't even see between the two people at a time every second. Going to hell, lost, without God. Amen. There's been pilots in war that's fought for our country, and they've came in after almost being shot down. The plane is smoking. They come back to that naval ship, and they get just barely get their wheels on the edge of that ship, and they land that plane, and they're a hero. Amen. But there ain't nobody that when they get to hell can get out by the skin of their teeth. And they just made it. They just made it. No, it don't happen that way. They're there forever until the lake of fire. And they will go there and burn for eternity. All it takes to go to hell is one sin that you've never prayed through about. You can have all the holiness qualities that there is, but if you've got that one sin that's got your life bound and you're putting on the front as you're all right all the time, but you're not. That'll take you to hell just as quick as the mafia man that's murdered hundreds of people. Amen. There is no degree of sin. It's just sin. And if it's not forgiven and overcome, it's going to take you to that place. God has never sent nobody to hell. The Bible said, whosoever will can drink. That's been ringing thousands of years in the heart and mind of humanity. Hell was made for, the Bible said, the devil and his angels, not man. Amen. Hell is not a figure of speech. It's just not a curse word. Amen. Forget not that sin built hell and produced where the worm dieth not. That word worm dieth not in the original writing means where there is no remorse and no conscience and no self-reflection, where it never ceases and never stops. People in hell, amen, the fire's there, unquenchable, unstoppable. I believe that people's flesh will burn up their skulls. I believe it'll grow back. Amen. It's a horrible thing, hell. Your brother's heading there. Your sister is heading there. Your companion is on their way there. Amen. Going from a dark earth, living in a dark hole, living on meth, living on cocaine, living in adultery, living in this sin and that sin, only to wake up sometime in a place called hell and cannot die and cannot commit suicide and can no way out. It's real. It's forever. It's depriving. It's devastating. There's fear. There's torment. Amen. The word hell is used millions of times every day out of context. And millions are there now. In hell is that place of disorder and chaos and continual. If you could just be hung over hell just for 5 minutes, you'd make that thing right that you haven't made right. You'd pay those back up tithe that you owe. If you could just hang over hell for 5 minutes. Just hear the sound of people screaming. Smell the aroma of burning flesh. Watch people as their heel marks, where they're trying not to go into that place. Claw marks trying to get out. Homokasaka. Amen. There's a hell. And I'd like to save your boy from going there. I'd like to save your daughter from going there. I'd like to reach and grab them before they go to that place. Used to hear people die lost years ago before they started medicating them on their deathbed. There was one fellow in Louisiana named Lee Calhoun, backslidden uncle of a preacher. His nephew was in there telling him about the Lord. He ran him out. The time his nephew, the preacher, got around the hall and down, he heard his uncle scream, "My feet's on fire. Somebody help me." He ran back in there. Said his eyes was like a wild man deranged, crying that his feet was burning. That was real. Amen. Some people say hell's just an ancient fantasy. But the cold facts is that hell is hot and there is a fire. Amen. It's worse than a house fire. Amen. And the lost inferno. Amen. The agnostics say there are things we don't know. There are things we can't know. The agnostic says there are things we won't ever know. But you can know this, that hell's not a state of mind. That hell's not, amen, the forgotten message, even though it is. No way to stay out of it. No way to get out of it. Amen. The unbelievers there, the backsliders there, the whoremonger, and the story goes on and on. All because they didn't call on the name of Jesus. You think of a man that's killed several people, murderer. You think of people that high on drugs, giving drugs to children, and they're dying. These are horrible people. They'll be there. But here's a sad thing. I know somebody there right now. I preached, and when he was a boy, he was not handsome. In fact, he was an ugly boy, and they made so much fun of him. He was a good boy in a holiness church, but his appearance was made fun of him so much that he came home, ate supper, went in the woods in the back where he lived in the mountains of West Virginia, took a rope, strung it over a limb, put the lasso around his neck, and hours later his mama found him hung. My God. Is anybody in hell tonight that God wanted you to reach, that God put it on your heart, that God put them close to you, that God let them work with you, that you were related to them, and you never reached them, and you never got in the highways and hedges of the life? Halamokasa. Amen. And you lost them, and they went through your fingers. And you went to their funeral and you seen their grave and you heard the message and you seen them for the last time. But oh, they didn't forget you, because in hell they're crying out your name. And you're sitting here in church tonight and they're crying out your name. You didn't tell me. Why didn't you tell me? Lost. It's not fantasy. It's not a joke. It's not just a curse word. It's a reality to every sinner. It's preached less, and yet it's hotter every day that goes by. To some, hell is just a truth that's seen too late. Jesus talked about it more than he talked about heaven. Amen. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but it never said a thing about hell passing away. Amen. It's become the forgotten message in the pulpits across the country, and souls will be tormented by what they hear there and who they meet there and what they can't get there. Hell is abode in the misery of the mind where the worm dieth not and the conscience cannot cease. Physical suffering, a prison of black despair. Amen. The knowledge of not being able to get out. Eternal duration. God would not be God if he let you go and sinful life and not go to that place. People are going there. Amen. As we speak, 15,000 people would have entered hell by the time this service started.
And by the time that it ends, and the pulpits of America are failing to pull people from the pits, and therefore they're heading to the pit.
Love is preached. Materialistic success, power, security, wealth, blessings, all. And I preach on all these things a time or two. But oh, hell's real. Bottomless pit. Hell is in the heart of the earth. I've got material, and I've even seen it on the internet, where they took microphone and stuck it into the earth for miles and miles and picked up voices. Well, this is a joke. No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. They'll climb to get out. But by the time they climb so far, the earth turns on its axis and they're right back where they started. You can't get out. Amen. You can't get out. Non-stop. What's going to be bad is people that lived right at one time and then they backslid and they're there in that place. The people that we could have won and we failed and we didn't do it. I've got a cousin Johnny. He's in hell right now. He lived 9 miles from my house, and I got saved when I was 13 and I never told him about Jesus. We weren't close. We only seen once a year at family reunions is about it. But when I got that phone call in Sierra Falls, Maryland, and my mother called me crying, "Johnny's gone, Johnny's gone." Dope party in the old farmhouse. His best friend and another man got in a fight, dope drinking party. Got in a fight, that man went out, got a revolver, came back in, was going to kill that best friend of Johnny's, and Johnny stepped in front, took the shot, died on the living room floor in the arms of his best friend. Lost. Lost. How many people there thinking, "Oh, this is a nightmare," and they're pinching themselves? No. You're there. You're there. Preacher went to a barber shop, just like always, same place. His barber was gone that day. And so the receptionist said, "We got a new young girl that's just started." He said, "Well, I got to have her haircut, got to fly out tomorrow. I got to," okay. A few moments later, she stood out from her cubicle and she called him by name, and he looked at her, and she had spiked hair of different colors, plaid shirt, polka dotted pants, two different color socks, and two different type of shoes. And first thing he thought was, "I'll sleep through this one." Oh my. Soon as he sat in that chair, she said, "Where do you work?" He said, "Well, I'm a preacher. I work in that facility across the highway here." He said, "I bought a Bible over there last week." He said, "You bought a Bible?" "Yes." She said, "My mother's a cocaine addict. And my uncle lives with us, and he's a hopeless cocaine addict." And said, "Somebody gave us this Christian movie to watch about the end time. And said, we all got together and said, let's watch it. And we got in the den and we all watched it. And said, we began to cry, all of us, and we began to weep." And she said, "At the end of that, when it was over, we told one another, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell." And she told that preacher, said, I started reading that Bible. I've never been in church. Said, I started reading that Bible. I can't even say those names. I don't even understand it. By the time she got done telling that story, all the barbers were crying. The clientele were crying. Everybody stopped and they listened. And when that preacher got up from that chair, he said, ma'am, I'll be back Monday. And if you'll meet me out there at that park bench, I'll bring my Bible and I'll help you learn about Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise tonight. Oh, God. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. That could have been your daughter. Amen. That left home and run off. That could have been your daughter. That married and got messed up in her divorce. That could have been your daughter on dope somewhere. My God. We've got to help people go to heaven. There's a hell and they're going to be lost forever and there's no way out. The barmaid will hand her last drink out one day. The bartender will serve his last shot of whiskey one day. That gambler will bet his last dime. That drug addict will take his last shot. That pimp will sell his last girl. That harlot will have her last customer. That drunkard will drink his last drink. That dancer will do their last swing. That wife beater will have her last slap. Amen. And that church member hooked on a sin will have their last one. James Dobson said 35% of Protestant ministers who believe in born again are hooked on pornography. According to the Bible, the lukewarm cannot get to heaven, much less that one tied into a bondage of sin. Hell is full of so much potential. So much of people could have been and done. Conscience and memory never ceasing. Sound and screams of human voices. Oh, God. Amen. I could just see Judas in hell walking alone in that place of torment, making his way through the crowd. And he hears in his mind and heart, he hears that $17.5 falling at his feet on the pavement, amen, on the ivory palace, amen. He reminisces back on hell when the Lord, amen, that gave him the bread, amen, and the juice, praise God. He looks on back and he sees that noose. He sees that hangman tree. He sees that place of the field of the blood, amen, where he committed suicide. My God. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to lose it. My God, I've got to tell the story. I've got to sing the song. Hell is the forgotten message. Oh God. A man dreamed one time that he saw into hell. And he saw a man running, coming up behind people and grabbing them, looking them in the face. And then he'd go to the next one. He saw this man running, person after person. And finally he was able to catch up with him in this dream. And he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for the preacher that lied to me about hell. Lied to me about real salvation. Amen. in Michigan in the 80s. A young boy came to his pastor who believed once saved, always saved, no matter what you do. Can't go to hell. Once you get saved, you're always saved. No matter how much sin you sin, you're not going to hell. And so he said, "Is that true, Pastor?" He said, "Yes, it is, son. No matter what you do, once you're saved, you're always saved." He left a note to his mom and dad. Put the gun to his head, blew his head off almost. Left that note. And they took that note to a lawyer, then to a preacher. And they sued that church. Rightly so, in my book. Amen. Old fashioned, devil chasing, sin busting, Jesus worship and revival is the only thing that'll spare this lost and dying world on their way to hell. The psalmist said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God, upon the wicked he shall rain snare and the horrible tempest." Isaiah said, "Hell hath enlarged her mouth." Amen. The human life arriving at a fast pace. The taverns and beer joints, junctions for that place of hell. When are we going to get the passion for people we know who are lost? William C. Burns was a great man. When he was just 10 years old, he was crying on a storefront step. He had got away from his mother, and he just began to cry sitting on that step. And she looked for him, and she looked for him, and finally seen him there crying, a puddle of tears at his feet, his hands on his face, elbow on his knees. And she came up and said, "Billy, what's wrong?" He looked up and said, "Mama, can't you hear the walking of Christless feet on the way to a Christless hell and the hustle and bustle of shopping on that sidewalk?" Oh, God. Jeremiah 23:12, "Their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in darkness." There's a cave in Arizona that goes so deep into the earth that when they take you down through that tour, they take you down to the lowest point and they turn all the lights off. And there's guardrails and everybody has to hold on to those guardrails because it is so dark you lose the sense of your balance. And I can see them in hell, making their way through. Oh, God. There's a fire. There's a fuel that's so hot when it is on fire that it is invisible. That's the way the fire of hell is. Invisible, burning, scorching darkness. Oh, God. Can't get out. Think about people you love going there or already there. The Bible said the rich man lift his eyes being in torments. The word lift means continue. He could not stop looking. He wanted Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool his tongue. Why Lazarus? Because he shoved him away as a bum, shoved him away as a beggar. He wanted that same hand that was reaching for just some crumbs, just some crumb. He wanted that same hand My God. Amen. That boy, that girl, that husband, that wife that live reckless. Amen. And goes to that hell. They'll never forget this church. They'll never forget these altars they wept on. They'll never forget the anointing and the conviction. Oh, God. The unprofitable servant. The Bible spoke about outer darkness. The highest degree of darkness. Unquenchable fire. Never goes out. Never stops burning. Hell is the sinner's prison house. That eternal penitentiary. That place that is escape proof. I wish the people I know across this country, when they come up to me and say, oh, pray for my children. Pray for my companion. Oh, God. Is your name bouncing off the walls of hell of somebody you missed? Demons will laugh and are laughing in the face of people in that place of torment. Teenagers in hell searching for their parents who never taught them Jesus Christ. Girl got saved. Help me here with a song tonight. Girl got saved. Her mother despised the Holiness Church. Didn't want her going back. Not one time. Don't you go back. And she finally bargained with her. She said, honey, if you'll not go back to that church, I'll buy you any prom dress you want. Sure enough, her mom bought her the dress. She wore it one time to the prom. 1 month later, she found out she had cancer, the fast-killing kind. And so laying on the couch after coming home from treatments, she said, Mama, would you do me a favor? She said, honey, I'll do you anything you want me to do. Just name it. She said, will you go get that beautiful prom dress that you bought me? Why, sure. She went in the closet, got it, laid it across her lap as she laid on the couch, laid the dress there. She said, Mama, would you do one more thing for me? Would you please, on the memorial of my death every year, would you please pull this dress out of the closet and look at it and remember that that dress cost me my soul in hell forever. The church needs to smell hell. We need to hang over that place called hell. The flames of hell is licking our streets. And it's the flames has got right into our churches and sweeping people out. Lost. 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 Play softly for me here. Oh God. The forgotten message. But I'll tell you something here tonight. Not a person in this house will forget this message.
You'll never forget it. It's too real, dangerous, fearful. If you've got a son or a daughter or a companion or a mom or dad that's backslid, not saved, come down here and stand. Everybody that has son, daughter, companion, mom or dad, not saved, come down here and stand and face me. We're talking about people we love. We're talking about people that we cherish. I got a brother right now, backslid, was saved for 10 years. One time backslid and he was saved for 10 years until a year ago. Can't get over his wife leaving him. Just can't get over it. He's quit church, played the organ in church, good musician. Started drinking again. Oh, God. I don't want him to go to hell. A few months back, they couldn't find him. We couldn't contact him. He lives in Ohio. I got so stirred about that. That I started shaking. My wife had to pray with me and hug me to stop that shaking. Amen. I don't want him to go to hell. You don't want that loved one that you're close to be lost. Everybody else, come up here and get behind our friends here. This is our family right here. Come up here and get close by and put your hand on their shoulder, their hip, their hand, and we're going to pray, God, oh God, that this forgotten message, God, won't be forgotten, that it'll reach out to these that we love. Oh Lord, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. Pray tonight. Come on, church. Gather up here in front. Get close. These are people we love that needs the touch of God. Their families are lost. My God, pray, pray. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Burden us tonight, God, for these we love. Oh, God. Sing it for me. Woo! Woo! Oh, my God. Get a passion for God tonight.